Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.
Yep, it sure is, because every day is a holiday. Yep, that's right. I'm Clementine Holiday. My family owns a kind of fun, kind of weird party planning store in the mall, Hot Party Central. Everyone is a little nervous today. Why? Because it's Groundhog's Day. Today, a groundhog will come from its den, and if it doesn't see its shadow, spring will arrive early. And if the groundhog does see its shadow, it will run back inside, and winter will go on for 6 more weeks. We live in Chicago, Illinois. Do you know how cold winter is in Chicago, Illinois? Like minus 10 degrees cold. Like freezing rain cold. Like Lake Michigan freezes over cold. Yeah, a whole lake frozen. So everyone who lives in Chicago is a little nervous. Dad is pacing in front of the television because, oh yeah, the groundhog lives in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, so we gotta watch it on the news. Did you know my dad was considering driving 8 hours from Chicago to Pennsylvania to have a pep talk with the groundhog? And tell it how it absolutely cannot see its shadow? And he even got Corey on board to come up with a plan to make the groundhog not see its shadow. Corey and Dad think he's the animal whisperer. He and our dog Truffle do communicate in dog language, so the plan could have worked. But my mom quickly talked them out of that idea. Instead, my dad wrote a letter asking to hold Groundhog's Day at night in complete darkness, so there would be no way the groundhog would see its shadow. Yeah, it's that cold here in Chicago. We want spring to arrive like yesterday. Anyways, there are some neat ways to celebrate Groundhog's Day. You can make shadow puppets, you know, like how the groundhog sees its shadow. But if your dad is nervous like my dad, don't let him see you making shadow puppets. He'll think you're trying to stop spring from coming early. Corey was making a reindeer shadow puppet, and Dad almost started crying. He thought it was the ultimate betrayal. Another cool way to celebrate Groundhog's Day is to be like me and make a rest of winter fun list of all the cool stuff you did this winter, like skiing, or building a snowman, having a snowball fight, or my absolute favorite, endless cups of hot chocolate with extra, extra marshmallows. So just in case the groundhog sees its shadow, you and I are prepared. Another way to celebrate Groundhog's Day is to make groundhog pancakes. Yep, it's pretty easy to make, cool to look at, and yummy to eat. You just need a round pancake for the face, cut 2 pieces of banana in an oval for the ears, smash 2 mini marshmallows into little circles, and top it with 2 chocolate chips for the eyes, mini pancakes for the whiskers on each side of the chocolate chip nose, and 2 more mini marshmallows for the groundhog's bucked teeth. Sounds cool, right? My mom made her famous Groundhog Day pancakes for the last 3 years to try and cheer up Dad. Yep, for 3 years in a row, the groundhog saw its shadow, which meant 6 more weeks of Chicago winter. Now do you understand why Dad is so nervous? 4 years ago, in 2020, the groundhog didn't see its shadow, and it was a celebration! Literally, Dad threw the best party Party Central has ever seen. We even had a DJ and three cakes that said, "Hello, spring, goodbye, winter, and thank you, groundhog." Okay, here we go. Shh, let's listen.
Good morning and welcome to Groundhog Day 2024. Time to come on out, Mr. Groundhog. Okay, folks, the results are in. The groundhog has predicted that...
Well, thanks for listening. And remember to celebrate every day, because every day is a holiday. Bye!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.